and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. During the pandemic, employees and employers were forced to rush to adapt to new technologies and health protocols. And our next guest says that, as a result, workplace communication suffered. And so she helped lead a study on this topic involving communication management professionals in companies across the U.S. And the results are in. Shannon Bowen is a professor in the School of Journalism and Mass Communications at the University of South Carolina, where she joins us from by phone now. Shannon, welcome to the program.
Thank you for inviting me.
I understand that this encompassed you reaching out to about 30 companies across the U.S. to conduct this study. Start with some of the most surprising findings.
Well, it was a very surprising study. And yes, we did 30 long interviews with managers and employees at various levels. We actually had 60% non-managers and 40% managers because we got some very surprising findings. I guess the most surprising finding that we got was that employees are afraid to deliver bad news. They don't want to be the person to deliver bad news. They believe that in delivering some type of bad news or a problem, concern, flaw, or a brewing issue in the organization, that they may be associated with it. And so they told us that when I asked how often they would deliver bad news as part of a survey we did to augment the interviews, about 25% of the respondents said sometimes they'll deliver bad news. About half of the respondents said, I'm not going to deliver bad news, or I'm really hesitant to do it. It's extremely rare. And 13% said never. So that means that around 70% of the people we talk to are afraid to address problematic issues in their organization. They're afraid to escalate problems up the chain. They're afraid to tell their manager when things are not going right. And that really is a problem in a pandemic situation where you have a workforce that is at a distance, divorced of the workplace, divorced of a team atmosphere where they might be able to bring something up. They really are hesitant to say anything negative now.
All right. Anything else that surprised you?
We also found that women were less listened to in their organizations than men.
Well, that probably is not a surprise, though, right?
Yes, exactly. I think that, you know, in academia, we have the sense that the glass ceiling broke long ago. We have female CEOs and so on. And that's true. But when we get down to the labor force, we have a lot of women who say that they do not feel listened to in their organization. They feel like their opinion is not valued and that the organization does not want to hear from people like me. That's essentially the term we use. And when they say they don't want to hear from people like me, in lower level management and non-management, we get a dramatic increase in that among women. It also increases among men, but the spike in women who feel that way is truly dramatic. So if they are working on an assembly line or in contact with the customer, they don't feel listened to or appreciated. And of course, they're not going to escalate problems up the chain or bring issues to the attention of management because they feel like they're unvalued. And so that's a real ethical concern for us as well.
And now the results of this study, are you sharing this with our state's business community other than through this particular radio program?
Absolutely. We have a conference paper where this is available online. If you go to the International Public Relations Research Conference, you can see a summary of the results, and we're also publishing them in the Journal of Communication Management. And I believe that that's available immediately or within the next week or so online.
Well, Shannon, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for your interest in the research project.
Dr. Shannon Bowen is a professor in the School of Journalism and Mass Communications at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. And we will have a link to this study posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and find links to subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.